Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there for a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. We are constantly encouraged to plan for the future, aren't we? Whether we're looking at our family, our housing, our holidays, or our pensions, we're under constant pressure to make good plans. I don't think that James is telling his readers not to do any planning, but he does want to prick the bubble of their arrogance. They thought that their life was their possession, and that they could do what they liked with it. Not so, says James. The first consideration should be to discover God's will. This means that when we do our planning, we should do it when we are on our knees in prayer. We should reflect that our lives are a gift from God and that our families, education, talents and possessions are all part of his gracious generosity to us. In prayer, we need to seek his will for the future, and so as we make our plans, we need to hold them in humility before him. Seeking to know God's will is our prime task in life. The reason for that is because God's will is, by definition, the best possible future for us. God loves us perfectly and knows us much better than we know ourselves, so discovering his will is as good as life can get. In my late teens, I remember struggling with that. It seemed obvious to me that I needed to make some excellent plans for my life and then seek God's blessing on what I had decided to do. It was a real struggle giving up my personal plans for life, but I'm so glad that I did. God understood me so much better than I did myself, and he still does. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you always want the best for us. Help us to seek your will first in all that we do today. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.